It's sometimes easy to forget that this is a sporting event. Russians are excited that the world's top soccer stars will perform in their country. But there's almost zero chance their national team will win. Russia is one of the lowest-ranked squads taking part in the World Cup, and it has not progressed past the event's initial group stages since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Who are you going to support when Russia gets knocked out is a popular joke among soccer fans in Moscow. The Kremlin can't influence events on the field, but with a little help from FIFA, it is leaving nothing to chance elsewhere. Even the minor details are being taken care of. One example, that promotional video of Putin and Infantino, the FIFA president, kicking a ball around. While Infantino's soccer skills were impressive, some suggested that clever video editing had greatly exaggerated Putin's abilities. FIFA did not respond to a request for comment about the video. This is all about proving to the world that Russia can stage successfully an event of this magnitude, says Viktor Shendorovich, a well-known Russian writer and soccer fan. The soccer is of secondary importance. For Putin, the propaganda comes first.